You are back with The Conversation, and joining us for today's reality check is Honolulu Civil Beats editor Chad Blair. He has an update on a contentious water rights bill. Morning.
Good morning. Contentious. Yes, that is certainly one word to describe the water bill. And happy Aloha Friday, Catherine.
Happy Aloha Friday. I have to say, I did laugh out loud after I was reading your article, because right after this vote, where you say they exited quickly. I mean, how many times have we seen that, right? They just, boom, scattered like chickens.
Yeah, they sure did. It was a very dramatic, surreal moment. So I won't go into too much detail about what the bill does, because it's complicated. But in essence, the state, water is a public trust in the state of Hawaii. And for companies to be able to divert water from streams, they have to get permission from the DLNR. And Alexander and Baldwin has been doing that for quite a long time, decades in East Maui. And it was helping their agricultural operations there in the Central Plain. Of course, they've since shuttered sugar. That's another story. But bottom line, this bill would have extended not only for A&B, but also for the Big Island Utility, the KUIC, on Kauai, KIUC rather, farmers, ranchers, people that rely on this water for their business operations. The bill called for an extension of 3 to 7 years, depending on what version you're looking at. Well, guess what? The bill was dramatically altered yesterday by Kai Kahele, state senator from the Big Island, carving out A and B. In other words, A and B would not get to continue under this state agreement, a permit to lease water rights, but the other entities would. Well, Kai Kahele's committee, Water and Land, voted for it. Donovan Dellen Cruz's committee, Ways and Means, did not. It was a surreal moment. I think Kahele even threw down his poi pounder, his gavel, if you will. And yes, they did storm out. And the people in the audience, many of them environmental groups, Native Hawaiian activists, people from A&B, were stunned at what happened. As a journalist who's covered that building a long time, I was stunned as well. It was a pretty dramatic moment.
Now, I know that what the action effectively kills the bill, but you know, we know that things don't really get killed, right? I
mean, we do. The problem here is that the Senate is clearly so far apart. You know, the bill initially, by the way, came from the House of Representatives, and it's clearly intended to help Alexander and Baldwin. That is the whole purpose, along with these other entities. For a bill to go back to the House that does not include A and B, there's just no way, from the people that I talk to, that the House of Representatives are going to allow something like that. So not only do you have to reach compromise in the Senate, which isn't looking very good based on what happened yesterday, you also have to reach compromise with House conferees. And I don't see that happening. Yes, we do know that anything can happen, gut and replace. You could pull some bill out of the air. But talking to senators and representatives, at least as of today, boy, it's going to be a tough one. I know that we will be watching to see whether that happens. Folks like the Sierra Club, which opposed this bill in the first place and appreciated Kai Kahele's amendments, they definitely will be keeping a track to make sure some other bill or the bill itself doesn't resurface somehow in the next few weeks.
Now, your article says that A&B was in the room. But they didn't submit testimony?
No, this is Meredith. Yeah, Meredith Ching, one of the top executives with the company. She was also there, although I didn't notice at the time because she didn't say anything. She was there on Tuesday when there was this long 6-hour hearing, pros and cons. Most people, strong opposition to this bill, which is, by the way, House Bill 1326. Well, Kai Kahele yesterday, Senator Kelly, asked Ching, well, why didn't you speak up either during the 6 hours or why did you submit testimony? The bill got over 1,000 pieces of testimony. Not a single word came from A and B. Well, Ching's answer was, well, you didn't ask me to testify. I can tell you, according to Ching, that yes, they had been speaking with senators behind doors, offering their assistance, happy to provide. But A and B did not take an official position, at least publicly, on whether they supported this bill. And I would guess very strongly they very much liked the the original version. They did issue a statement yesterday after the vote killed the bill, very disappointed, saying that it's going to hurt agriculture, it's going to hurt farmers, ranchers, any number of organizations. And so, yeah, you'd wonder whether they certainly A and B has to be rethinking its plans going forward as well.
All very curious.
Quite a day, Catherine.
Yes, yeah, so we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks, right?
We'll keep you posted.
Okay, thanks so much. Well, that was our reality check featuring political editor Chad Blair. Check Honolulu Civil Beat for the story.